بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
In the name of Allah, compassionate, the merciful. Due to all being familiar with the Quraysh, they enjoy safe passage for their trade caravans in the winter and the summer. So they should worship the Rabb of this house, who provided them food against hunger and made them secure against fear.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidu majid. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Li'ilafi Quraysh ilafihim rihlatash shita'i was-sayf falyabudu rabb hadhal bayt. Sadaqallahu al-azim. In the books of tafsir, there is a chapter known as Irfan al-Suluk, Laws of Tasawwuf, recognizing how a person can tread the path towards Almighty Allah, to become a salik, to walk in a path that brings the pleasure of Almighty Allah and turns away His displeasure. With regards to the surah, scholars have mentioned that the lesson we learn as a person intends walking on the path towards Almighty Allah, the lesson that is learned from the surah is that on the basis of deen, on the basis of one's piety, one's knowledge, if a person is given some status, some appreciation, if a person is given some responsibility, perhaps he has graduated from a madrasa, he is recognized as an alim, she is recognized as an alima, he is a hafiz of Quran, people respect him for his Quran, they respect him for his recitation. On the basis of deen, if any appreciation is given to a person, then more than anyone else, this individual should ensure that he never falls prey to his own ego. He never starts viewing it as any kamal, any greatness. He should never take the recognition to be dhati, to be because of his own self. But in appreciation to the dhat of Almighty Allah, more than anyone else to be shakir, more than anyone else to appreciate where the gift really is coming from, is this individual. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ As the Quraysh were told that you are enjoying everything only because you are the khadims, the servants of the house of Allah. How is it now that you can turn your attention and your eye to anyone else besides Allah? The alim, the hafiz, the person who has acquired some status, responsibility on the basis of deen, he is also being told, more than anyone else, your full abdiyat, slavery, servitude, your tongue and your heart should only be in the praise and appreciation of the gifts of Almighty Allah. This individual should never become a slave. His eye, his attention should never turn to anything besides Almighty Allah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala grant every one of us tawfiq towards this. With regards to the barakah, the blessings that can be acquired from the surah, Imam Al-Jazri rahimullah in his kitab Al-Hisnul Haseen quotes Abu Al-Hasan Qazwini rahimullah. This has been mentioned by Qadi Sanaullah Panipati in his famous tafsir, Tafsirul Madhari. He says, In khafa min aduwin aw ghayrihi. If a person has fear of some enemy, or he has fear of something else, perhaps he has fear of losing a job, he has fear of poverty, he has fear of some sickness, faqira'atu li ilafi Quraysh. Then he is reciting لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ أَمَانٌ عَنْ كُلِّ سُوءٍ It will give him security, protection from every evil. Allama Jazri rahimullah quotes this and he says وَقَالَ مُجَرَّبٌ That indeed this is tried and tested. Meaning I, Imam Jazri, tried it and I found it giving wonderful results. Qadi Sanaullah then writes وَقَدْ أَمَرَنِي شَيْخِي وَإِمَامِي قدس الله سره السامية بقراءته في المخاوف لدفع كل سوء وبلاء. This is my own Sheikh Mirza Jan Jana Rahimullah, who was an Imam of the Tasawwuf in his era. He says, my own Sheikh, he ordered me that whenever there is some fear, to remove all evil, to remove all calamities, I was ordered to recite the surah لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ. وَقَالَ مُجَرَّبٌ, and he says, and my Sheikh said to me, indeed this is tried and tested. Meaning he had also seen the results. Then Qadi Sanaullah himself writes, وَقَدْ جَرَّبْتُهُ كَثِيرًا, and I indeed have also tried it many a time, and I have found the results are unique. May Allah Tabarak Tala, as these great individuals and scholars of Islam took such blessings and barakat from the surah, may Allah Tabarak Tala allow every one of us, we take to the meaning of the surah, we become truly appreciating of the favors of Almighty Allah, we become true slaves to the dhat of Almighty Allah, and we are able to benefit from the barakat of the surah in removing all calamities, in removing all difficulties, in turning away all problems, لِدَفْعِ كُلِّ سُوءٍ وَبَلَاءٍ, so that one day we can also teach it to our family and children, and we can also say, مُجَرَّبْ, that this is tried and tested, the results are indeed wonderful. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لإيلاف قريش, إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف, فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
In the name of Allah, compassionate, the merciful. Due to all being familiar with the Quraysh, they enjoy safe passage for their trade caravans in the winter and the summer. So they should worship the Rabb of this house, who provided them food against hunger and made them secure against fear.
Sadaqallahu